This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
When Jacinda Ardern announced her decision to resign as New Zealand's Prime Minister, she said the following: "I know what this job takes, and I know that I no longer have enough in the tank to do it justice." She said, "It's just that simple." Whilst Jacinda didn't specifically mention burnout, it is something that we need to be aware of in our own lives and our own work. Ruth Limkin is the CEO at the Banyans Healthcare Group. Ruth, welcome back to Joy Drive.
It's great to be with you both.
It is a pleasure to have you once again, Ruth. Firstly, what is burnout?
Look, burnout and chronic stress is actually a condition that's been recognised by the World Health Organization. So it's not just people being slack or, you know, whinging. It's actually a very real result of that chronic stress and basically overload for an ongoing period of time that completely depletes people.
Ruth, how does it feel? What does burnout feel like?
So one of the things is a real loss of joy, ironically, for the radio station that we're on, but it's just this sense of feeling really flat, not finding enjoyment, often a lot of irritation and this reduced ability to perform at a level that you used to, whether that's in the workplace or even in interpersonal relationships. They're just not the life and joy that you used to have.
Ruth, is there a difference between, say, working really hard and being exhausted and feeling tired and actual burnout, or are they kind of synonymous?
Yeah. Well, it's not a, it's a little bit of a continuum, but I think it's important to say we can go through periods of working really hard and focusing, and sometimes, in fact, that's really empowering. You know, when you've got a deadline, you're really enjoying the challenge of what you're doing, we can really lean in sometimes. But then there's those times when it just doesn't stop, when either we don't have enough resources, but it's this chronic stress and there's no end in sight. And, you know, the last few years it's been a bit like that for us all, hasn't it? So, you know, that's when it starts to become a real problem. We don't have any control and there's no end to this stress.
We're chatting with Ruth Limkin, CEO at the Banyans Healthcare Group, about burnout. How do we know if we're burnt out, and is resigning the only option? Ruth, should we, I mean, we don't want to wait until we're burnt out before we take action. So what are the signs that we can look out for before we reach that point of burnout?
Well, exactly as you said, it's great to be able to recognise it early so that it doesn't get out of control. So look, you know, if there's a lack of enjoyment, a lack of joy about life generally, but also I often say to people, hey, look, one of the early signs is sleep or lack thereof. You know, when you either can't get to sleep at night or it's that dreaded 2 a.m. wake up where you're thinking about things and you just can't let go of it. Or you're waking up but you're still exhausted and just want to stay in bed continually day after day. And that's a real physical indication that something's wrong.
Is there a way for us to deal with burnout that isn't just resigning? I mean, you know, in what we're saying, we're saying, you know, our jobs can be the cause of burnout, and then we're there and we can't sleep. It's affecting our outside of work hours as well. Is it just a case of, well, maybe you need to quit, this isn't the job for you?
I often say to people, you know, stay in a situation as long as you can bring life to it, because sometimes there's challenges and we love to really make a positive difference, but when it starts to bring death to you, maybe it's time to reconsider. So I really don't think that everyone listening to this who's feeling a bit burnt out needs to resign, but I do think it's important to start taking proactive steps, and sometimes that's starting to put in place, for instance, some boundaries and say, I'm going to make sure I leave the office or close the laptop if I'm working from home at this time and go for a walk or do some physical exercise or do something that starts to change that stress response in our body. I would always encourage people, have a chat to your GP or if you've got a therapist of some kind, and reach out and get that outside perspective on what you're experiencing and some really good, simple intervention strategies.
Ruth, do you think Jacinda Ardern's resignation reflects the intense pressures leaders face today, or is this something that any of us could experience in any job and we don't necessarily have to be the leader of a country?
Look, I feel sorry for every Prime Minister and Premier who's had to lead over the last few years, to be honest. It's been a pretty thankless job and it's been incredibly complex. But, you know, I think of every single person that has been having to manage their business in complexity or has been trying to homeschool children while also trying to work from home, or just this, we've been in a really unusual time in history that has really overwhelmed our nervous systems. And so let's not discount the very real experiences each of us have had, whether we're leading our country or not.
Absolutely, Ruth. So basically, we should be focusing on separating ourselves from work when we're not at work. We should be trying to put our energy in potentially going for a walk, getting out into nature.
Yeah.
Is there any other tips or tricks that you have to kind of, because I know I can speak from experience, a friend of mine is going through this right now, and I feel like it's such a difficult thing to kind of leave work and then not think about it. Do you have any tips or tricks to kind of distract yourself, I guess, almost?
And particularly if you've got, say, a manager or boss that is contacting you outside of hours as well, sometimes it's hard to say no.
Yeah,
and, you know, that's where you have to weigh up the work environment. We have a bit of a rule at the Banyans that no one emails each other after sort of outside of work hours, and I will schedule emails if I think of something so that people aren't getting it, because I don't want people to feel like they can't switch off. It's actually really important. Look, everyone's a little bit different, so in one sense there's no science fits all, but some ideas that I've heard that have really worked for people are, you know, learning a hobby, whether it's picking up a musical instrument or painting or something. Also often going to an exercise class, that's really hard. You can't really think about work when you're just trying to breathe and be coordinated.
That's true.
You know, there's a whole range of different things, so you kind of have to hack your brain so that it stops this constant rumination and distracts you and focuses you on something else that's restorative.
Ruth, great advice to look after our mental health. So thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks for the chat.
That's Ruth Limkin, the CEO at the Banyans Healthcare Group. Get your boss to start scheduling emails.
Oh, exactly. Or say no.
Absolutely. Or go to an exercise class. As always, some really handy tips and tricks from Ruth there. And if you do need any help in terms of mental health resources, you can head to joy.org.au/support.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.